Galaxy for the first time tonight. We got our good buddy Eric over here has some CDs, some t-shirts, a mailing list, all that kind of stuff. Please tell him that if one person buys a CD, we'll do another song. And if 300 people buy a CD, we'll play here until next year. A big round of applause again for our buddy John, a childhood friend.
Fucking buying shit! How about 50 right now? No.
John Hartford.
Yeah!
We were in this hotel lobby in Boise, Idaho, where there was a festival going on, and Vassar Clements was on the bill too. It was about midnight, we got back to this Super 8 hotel in Boise, in the middle of nowhere, kind of nothing going on. I walked into the front lobby, and there was John and Vassar playing fiddle tunes. That was at midnight. At 4 o'clock, I left, and they were still playing fiddle tunes.
4 p.m.?
I know a lot of fiddle tunes, and I didn't know one song that they played. We've lost so much with John.
Yeah.
And with Vassar. And the Steam Powered Preservation Society is keeping it here for us, man. So if you haven't checked out the Steam Powered Preservation Society, check it out.
SPPS.org.
SPPS.org. It's phenomenal. There's this archive, and as more people realize what they're doing, more artists are saying, hey, you know, I happen to have 1,000 hours of this guy.
You know? This whole festival is going to be
And that's an important thing. We've lost so much of their knowledge of tunes and all that, but through these tapes and all this stuff, it can happen. So support that cultural archive called the Steam Fire Preservation Society, you know?
Thank you.
Or these people with microphones and cameras won't have anywhere to put their stuff. What really blew me away about that experience was the the depth of songs and the traditions that they knew and that are lost. But what really turned me on was that these guys devoted their life to the pursuit of these tunes, and it gave them such joy and bliss that is still hanging with us right now, right here tonight. And nobody goes away. And the joint turns brown. So here's a song that John wrote to life spent doing other than